Welcome to Rural Minnesota Radio, a collaboration between the Center for Rural Policy and Development and Minnesota State University, Mankato. I'm Jim Gullickson. Joining me in studio is Marnie Werner.
Good morning.
Good morning, Marnie. And by telephone today, we are delighted to have Dan Loftus, who is the state statistician with the USDA. Welcome to the show.
Good morning. Thank you.
So we're going to talk about a new ag census and what all of that means.
Right. Yeah. Just last week, we had the preliminary results for the 2012 Census of Agriculture was released by NAS, which is the National Ag Statistics Service, part of the USDA.
Mm-hmm.
And our agency handles the agricultural census, and which really has a pretty long history. So the Census of Agriculture was actually first conducted in 1840, and so it's been done all the way since then. Mostly every 10 years, but in recent times it's been done every 5 years. And so 2012 is our newest edition of that.
Is this literally counting the number of people who are farmers, or is it more than that?
The goal of the census is to count every farm in the United States. And so in reference to that, the definition of a farm is any operation that produces or sells $1,000 worth of agricultural products, or would normally sell $1,000 of ag products in the census year, to just give you an idea of what the definition of a farm is.
Okay, so that can include quite a number of different operations then.
It would. It would include all types of crops and livestock, economics in terms of government payments and a lot of different things, yeah.
Yeah, and it's really thorough, right? So if you wanted to know, say, the number of llama farms in Minnesota, they have llamas in there, right?
Yeah, good example. Yep. It is very, very thorough. In fact, we're looking for every type of crop and livestock commodity that can be found in Minnesota and in the U.S. We're looking to gather that through the data collection and do a good job of representing those statistics. So you're right. It does include llamas and all types of different things.
You said that you have the preliminary data. That's like the statewide data, right? You don't have the county-level data yet, do you?
That's correct. As of last week, we've got U.S.-level information as well as state-level information. And then I believe in late May, we'll have the full report will be released, which will include every item all the way down to the county level. So that will include the number of farms reporting that item as well as the statistic itself, which would be the sum of the inventory or the sum of the acres or production.
So if I'm growing ginseng or mushrooms and I sell in the course of a year more than $1,000 worth of that product, I'm counted.
Correct. That's the goal, absolutely, is we're looking for every operator that would produce any ag commodity.
I really appreciate you sharing with us about the census, and I've learned a lot.
It was a pleasure. Thank you for asking me.
Dan Loftus, a statewide statistician with the U.S. Department of Agriculture in the Twin Cities. This has been Rural Minnesota Radio, and we'll catch you next week.